Chapter 43, Shades of Surrender. Another week had passed, and Marcus found himself once again at the Slave Academy testing Melissa's obedience. He watched as she moved through the poses with a newfound grace, her training showing in the fluidity of her submission. Satisfied, he took her home for the weekend, hoping to see the progress continue in a more personal setting. Melissa was different this time, kneeling before him to make requests, asking for permission to use the bathroom or to eat. It was as if she had internalized the lessons of the Slave Academy, adopting the demeanor of subservience in every aspect of her behavior. Marcus reclined on the bed, shirt unbuttoned, sweat beating on his chest from the night's sweltering heat. His eyes locked onto Melissa as she knelt before him on the floor, her skin tanned from weeks under Grabesh's unrelenting sun. The steel collar hugged her neck, a dull gleam in the lamplight. He no longer sought her love, at least he tried to tell himself that. Victor's words had touched him deeply, but as much as he wished to be a tough and respected master like Victor, his old self lingered, and deep down he still wanted her to like him. Ownership surged through him, a raw electric jolt that stiffened his cock against his trousers. She belonged to him, every curve, every breath, his to command, and that certainty set his blood ablaze. Melissa gazed up at him, her knees pressed into the warm wood, her body bare as always. In England, gray skies and dim rooms had dulled her, left her hormones sluggish, her desire a faint flicker. Here the sun soaked her skin daily, her nudity drank it in, and something primal stirred awake. Lust roared through her veins, hotter, hungrier than she'd ever known. The collar marked her like an animal, her nakedness stripped her bare like one. The chains at night bound her like livestock. The vet's cold hands prodded her like cattle, and Zuri's whip cracked her into submission like a trained dog. Weeks of this had worn her human edges thin. She knew she was no animal, but Grabesh treated her as one. And that permission, to shed restraint, to feel without shame, unlocked a wildness she'd never touched as a free woman. Her pulse raced, her core ached, and her eyes burned with a need she couldn't deny. Inside, outrage simmered. How dare they reduce her to this? A collared animal for his pleasure. She wanted to curse Marcus, tear the steel from her neck, but his calm face warned her. He would not discipline her, but Victor and Zuri would if he complained about her. She pressed her lips tight, fury buried deep.
"Attention,"
Marcus said, his voice low, firm, a thread of desire woven through it. Melissa rose to her feet, legs steady, hands clasped behind her head in the attention pose she had mastered. Her breasts lifted with the motion, nipples hardening in the humid air, and a shiver ran down her spine as his gaze raked over her. He stood, closing the distance, his breath hot against her neck.
"On the bed, hands and knees, spread your legs."
Anger flared within her. He was positioning her like cattle, as if she were livestock being prepared for breeding. She swallowed it, knowing that while he would not punish her himself, he would report any misbehavior of hers to Victor. She obeyed, climbed onto the sheets, the fabric soft beneath her palms. She parted her thighs wide, knees bent, on all fours, as if offering herself to him. Her skin prickled with heat, every nerve alive, her sex glistening with want. Marcus shed his trousers, his erection springing free, thick and eager, the sight sending a jolt through her. He gripped her hips, fingers digging into her flesh, and pulled her to the edge. With one fierce thrust, he buried himself inside her, the sudden fullness tearing a gasp from her throat. His power washed over him, her body yielded to his will, her wetness welcomed him, and he groaned at the sheer dominance of it, his cock pulsing with the rush of control. Melissa's back arched, her hands fisting the sheets as he filled her, stretching her with a delicious ache. The sensation flooded her, his length drove deep, his hips slammed against hers, and her walls clenched around him, greedy for more. She felt like an animal in heat, no thoughts, just need, her body rocking to meet his thrusts. The collar tugged at her neck with each jolt, a reminder of her place, and it fueled her. Lust flared brighter, fiercer than anything she'd known in her tame, clothed life. Her breasts bounced with his rhythm, sweat slicked her skin, and a low moan escaped her lips, raw and unrestrained. He shifted, hands sliding under her thighs to lift her legs higher, spreading her wider. The angle deepened his thrusts, his penis hitting a spot that sent sparks through her core.
"Fuck!"
he growled, voice rough with pleasure, his eyes dark with the thrill of possession. He didn't need her love, just this, her body bending to him, her gasps his reward. He pounded into her, relentless, the bed creaking under them, his fingers bruising her thighs as he claimed her harder. The power surged through him, every thrust claimed her, every shudder affirmed his control, and his arousal crested with an intensity he'd never felt before. Melissa's head tipped back, her mouth open as waves of sensation crashed over her. The whip sting, the chains bite, the vet's prods, they'd stripped her to this, a creature of flesh and fire, and she let go completely. No shame, no restraint, just lust, pure and savage. When Marcus groaned, his pace faltering with nearing release, the affirmation flashed in her mind. My master's pleasure is my pleasure. His ecstasy pulsed through her, visceral and real. She felt it in her bones, her clit throbbing as she chased it. She reached down, fingers circling her swollen bud, slick and desperate, amplifying the heat until her cry ripped free, a wild animal howl that echoed off the walls. She hated the words, hated how they turned her into a puppet for his lust. But she played the part, her scream masking the resentment she buried for Victor's sake. He seized her wrists, pinning them above her head, his weight pressing her into the mattress. He felt his ownership of her, that she was his. He thrust it in her and shortly thereafter erupted inside her, hot spurts filling her as he shuddered. The intensity of it, owning her so completely, shattered him, a peak beyond anything love had promised. Melissa bucked beneath him, her own climax exploding, her walls spasming around him, legs trembling as pleasure roared through her. It consumed her, fiercer than ever before, a slave's lust unbound by the chains that freed her to feel this much. They collapsed, sweat-soaked and breathless, the air heavy with their mingled scents. Marcus rolled off her, chest heaving, but a flicker of frustration stirred beneath his satisfaction. Her silence reminded him how far she still was from truly being his. He paused, breath heavy, thinking of the Slave Academy's toll on Melissa, Victor's harsh discipline, a task Marcus would never undertake himself. The dominance he felt now thrilled him, but her silence revealed an emotional gap between them. Victor's approach had enabled this intense moment, its commanding rush affirming the path he'd chosen. Still, he savored the moment. Victor's methods had allowed him to dominate her so completely, her body responding despite her silence. Yet her lack of warmth left a longing unfulfilled in him. Melissa lay beside him, her body limp, her breath slowing, the collar pressed against her throat, a constant weight she still longed to shed. She craved freedom, dreamed of it every night, yet as her pulse calmed, questions swirled. For a fleeting moment, she felt a strange freedom in it, a primal connection to her body she had never known as a free woman. Though the thought sickened her as much as it thrilled her, why had she never felt lust like this before? In England, she had fretted over exams, rent, small talk with strangers, her parents nagging, endless worries that dulled her senses. Here, stripped of all that, she felt everything. The breeze on her bare skin, the whip's bite, this searing pleasure. Life as a slave sharpened her world, made it sensual in a way her free self had never known. She turned her head, meeting his gaze, and saw no love, just ownership, mirrored by her own animal spark. She was outraged. How could he reduce her to his sex slave? She wanted to scream it in his face. On Sunday evening, as Marcus returned Melissa to the academy, he discussed her behavior with Victor.
"She's been well-behaved,"
Marcus said, his tone hopeful.
"Maybe she can spend more time with me at home."
Victor considered this, his face thoughtful.
"It might be beneficial for her development. More time with her master as a reward could provide positive reinforcement. It would encourage her to work harder here and make her transition to you smoother."
They settled on a plan. From now on, if Melissa continued to show good behavior, her time at home would gradually increase, from a weekend to 3 days, then 4, and eventually 5.
"But,"
Victor added with a stern note,
"you'll have to take on more responsibility in disciplining her. Verbal correction isn't enough. Slaves need corporal discipline. It doesn't have to be harsh. Melissa responds well to pain. Just a few light strokes, putting her in punishment positions, will remind her of her place. This isn't cruelty. It's part of the protocol that helps maintain her psyche."
Marcus nodded, absorbing the lesson. The idea of disciplining Melissa was a significant step toward independence from the slave academy. The memory of their passionate weekend was fresh in his mind, fueling his desire to keep this dynamic going. Victor was his guide, and following his teachings seemed the only way forward for Marcus to maintain the relationship he now craved. As Marcus left the office, his mind was set. If he wanted things to continue in this manner, he would have to embrace his role fully, learning from Victor how to be not just Melissa's lover, but her master. Melissa trudged through the academy gates, her body still tingling from the night with Marcus, his firm hands and her own unleashed lust a vivid echo in her muscles. The collar tugged at her neck as Zuri's sharp voice sliced through her thoughts.
"To the heart, move."
She shuffled forward, bare feet sinking into the warm sand, the familiar weight of captivity settling back over her. At the hearth, Hannah stirred a pot of millet stew, her steady hands keeping the rhythm, while Jennifer kneaded flatbread, her dark hair falling over one eye. Dimitri slouched against a palm tree, his lanky frame bent over his phone, earbuds loose, thumbs swiping lazily, the scent of simmering grain mixed with the salty breeze. Then the door creaked open, and Zuri shoved a new girl forward, a fragile figure with pale skin and wide, panicked eyes. She stumbled into the yard, arms crossed tight over her chest, hands darting to shield her groin, her cheeks flaming red against the sun's glare. Zuri barked,
"Need de,"
and pointed to a pile of dough before stalking off, her whip swaying at her hip. The new girl froze, her breath hitching, her body rigid as she tried to curl in on herself. Every slave's gaze flicked her way. Jennifer smirked faintly. Hannah kept stirring, but the girl's shame hung thick in the air. Melissa stepped closer, her own nudity long normalized, and softened her voice.
"Hey, it's easier if you just work. Hiding doesn't help. They'll make it worse."
The girl's eyes snapped to Melissa, wet with unshed tears, her arms trembling as they hovered over her breasts.
I can't," she stammered. "Everyone's looking. I've never..."
She swallowed hard, her hands twitching downward again, a futile shield against the open stairs. Melissa remembered that feeling. Weeks ago, her first days, the raw burn of every eye on her bare skin, and knelt beside the dough, patting it.
"Focus here. What's your name?"
"Fiona,"
the girl murmured, sinking to her knees beside Melissa, her fingers fumbling into the flower, her shoulders hunched as if she could shrink away from the world.
I'm... I just turned 18. They grabbed me from home, men in masks, said they'd ransom me, but they told me my parents didn't pay. Then they sold me here.
Her voice cracked, uncertain. The kidnapper's words, a weight she couldn't trust.
This can't be real! Naked like this? How do you stand it?
Melissa pressed the dough flat, her hands steady despite the ache in her chest. Fiona's shock mirrored her own arrival, now a distant scar.
You get used to it. Not because you want to, but because you have to. They don't care what we feel.
Fiona's breath hitched again, her eyes darting to the others. Dimitri still scrolled, oblivious, and she whispered,
I'm so frightened. I feel so humiliated being naked in front of everyone.
Hannah leaned in from the pot, her voice low and comforting.
You're not alone in feeling scared and ashamed, Fiona. We've all been there with the nudity. Just keep your hands busy with the dough. It'll take your mind off their stares.
Fiona's fingers shook as she mimicked Melissa, dough sticking to her palms, her blush deepening with every glance she caught from the yard. Dimitri's head jerked up, earbuds slipping out.
Too much talking!
He shouted as he shoved his phone into his pocket. He strode over, boots kicking up dust, his grin lazy but edged.
All of you, worship, now.
Melissa dropped to her knees, forehead pressing into the dirt, palms flat beside her head. Resentment flared at obeying this kid, barely younger than her, but she had no choice. The Slave Academy did not tolerate disobedience. She dropped forward, forehead to the sand, hands beside her head to avoid the sting of Dimitri's stick. Hannah mirrored her with a quiet sigh. Their bodies tensed, conditioned to comply, though their eyes burned with silent fury. Jennifer grumbled under her breath but complied, her knees hitting the ground with a muted thud, her defiance barely contained. Carla quietly assumed the worship position alongside them, her movements careful and deliberate, keeping her head low to avoid notice, staying out of the conflict entirely. The four formed a silent row, the evening breeze brushing their exposed skin. Dimitri had noticed the surprise flickering across their faces as he had appeared, wide eyes and parted lips betraying their shock at his sudden intrusion. Melissa's brow had furrowed. A flash of anger had tightened her jaw, while Hannah's steady features had twitched with frustration, her lips pressing into a thin line. Jennifer's sharp eyes had narrowed, a spark of defiance glinting before fading, and Carla's face had tightened with quiet dread, her gaze dropping instantly. But as his command sank in, resignation had settled over them, their expressions softening into the inevitable obedience he had come to expect. One by one, they had dropped to their knees before him, foreheads pressing into the sandy ground, hands settling beside their heads in the worship pose. Now he stood over them, taking in the sight of their white backs, smooth and tanned, stretching before him in a row of submission. Their hair spilled across the ground, strands of blonde, brunette, and black mingling with the sand, the backs of their heads a show of acknowledgement of his control over them, sending a rush of power through him. His penis was stiffening, and he felt an intoxicating thrill that swelled his chest as he watched them rest their foreheads on the ground before him. Fiona stayed upright, her hands clutching her chest again, her face paling.
No,
she said, voice small but firm.
I won't. I can't.
Dimitri's grin vanished, his eyes narrowing.
You say no to me?
He stepped closer, looming over her, and quickly wrapped his arm around her neck, yanking her into a headlock with a rough jerk. Fiona gasped, her hands scrabbling at his arm as he held her firm, his free hand landing three sharp spanks on her backside, the slaps ringing out in the still air.
Ready to worship yet, princess, or do I gotta keep teaching you who's boss?
He mocked, his tone laced with teenage smugness, as he squeezed her neck just enough to make her squirm.
Yes, I'll do it.
Fiona's breath came in short, panicked bursts, but she nodded weakly, her voice a strained whisper. Dimitri chuckled, releasing her with a light push. He tossed the whip aside, smirking.
Next time, you listen.
Fiona collapsed to her knees, trembling and angry, but compliant as she assumed the worship position before him. Forehead to the sand, hands beside her head, her breath ragged with barely contained rage. Melissa's fingers dug into the sand, her body locked in worship, every muscle screaming to help but held fast by the Slave Academy's unforgiving demand for submission. Hannah's breath caught beside her, a stifled curse under the pose, both helpless, both seething. Dimitri chuckled, kicking a pebble as he turned away.
Get up, girls. Keep cooking. I'm watching.
He sauntered back to his tree, pulling out his phone like nothing happened. Fiona curled into herself, the dough forgotten. Melissa lifted her head an inch, whispering,
Hold on, it gets easier.
Her voice tight with a promise she barely believed. The stew bubbled on, the sun blazed, and the yard settled into an uneasy hum in the morning's grind. Over the next few months, the pattern was set. Melissa would spend 3 days with Marcus and 4 at the Slave Academy, an arrangement that seemed to work well, for their evolving dynamic. Marcus had grown accustomed to this rhythm, and each week, after dropping Melissa off, he would discuss her progress with Victor. One particular week, Marcus proposed to Victor that Melissa's formal training might soon end.
She's been well behaved,
Marcus explained, his voice carrying a note of pride.
She asks for permission to eat, drink, sleep, and use the bathroom, and she accepts the discipline without fuss.
Victor nodded, his face showing a mix of approval and contemplation.
She's come a long way, Marcus. This would have been unimaginable when you first brought her here. You should be proud and reward her for this progress. But,
Victor continued, his tone cautionary,
her compliance is calculated. It's born from wanting to avoid punishment and the knowledge that escape is impossible. Consider this. If she didn't have to fear punishment, would she obey? And if she had the chance to escape, would she take it?
Marcus paused, the reality of Victor's words sinking in.
Likely yes,
he admitted with a sigh.
She would not obey or would escape if she could.
Exactly,
Victor confirmed.
This is common, especially with those enslaved as adults. Their mindset still clings to freedom, like someone who has spoken English all their life, now trying to speak Chinese. She can learn, but at the first chance, she would revert to what is natural. Under pressure, or without constant practice, her old ways take over, as if English slips out when Chinese feels too hard. You cannot blame her for that. The solution is to immerse her more in her new language, her role as a slave. We can reduce her training here to 3 days a week, but it should not be any less than that. We need to keep monitoring her progress, keep her on track. This should be maintained for at least a year, potentially 2 or 3, to achieve optimal results.
Marcus absorbed this information, the logic of it settling into his understanding of their situation.
I might soon need to travel back to Switzerland for business,
he said, shifting the conversation.
I'd be away for 2 weeks. Could she stay here during that time? Then, when I'm back, she could stay with me longer.
Victor agreed without hesitation.
She can stay here for 2 weeks. We'll focus on any specific issues she might have. But remember, consistency is key. Don't keep her away from here for too long after that.
Marcus nodded, gratitude evident in his expression.
Thank you, Victor. I really appreciate your expertise. Our relationship has improved so much since she started here.
He meant it. Her obedience thrilled him, but her silence gnawed at him. He loved her still, too much to hurt her himself. Victor's way spared him that. Victor smiled, a knowledgeable, almost paternal look in his eyes.
That's what we're here for.